Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tech Talk is underway on a Saturday. The Twins and Mariners play game three of the four-game series late tonight. The Twins have won four in a row, the first two games of the series overall in Seattle. With the Mariners, Twins Magazine at 7:30, pregame 8:30, first pitch at 9:10 tonight. Jose Berríos on the mound for the Twins as they continue their very good play here early in 2019. That means Tech Talk is back. Doug Swindehart is in studio on this chilly, breezy, rainy day. And the phone number is on Tech Talk if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever. 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226, or you can text 81807, that is 81807 here at CCO. Doug, good to see you.
Oh, it's wonderful to be in here, Steve. And you know, there's so much news, I don't even know where to begin. But let me just say one thing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
If people are interested in getting a new computer in the next month or two, I would buy one now. With the tax, well, I should call them tariffs. With the tariffs that are going into place, I'm already seeing prices go up. So if you're thinking about computers, now might be a good time. Or if you wait 2-3 months, you might end up paying 25-30% more for less machine. Just a reminder. And I can't believe what's going on with Microsoft and Samsung. Microsoft is going to be rolling out updates, and they're already predicting that a lot of machines are going to try to update them twice. So you'll end up with dual Windows installations on one machine. That should be interesting. And, of course, Samsung with their foldable Note, it's here today, then it's gone, then it's back, then it's gone. This technology race between, I think it's Huey and Samsung, is getting heated up for that foldable phone. Going to get interesting to watch that as well.
Yeah, I've heard problems with that foldable phone. They sent out versions of it to testers, influencers, people who have YouTube channels, that sort of stuff, that test this equipment. They were having all sorts of problems with this thing.
Oh, within an hour, the screens were cracking. And they go, well, I can't even evaluate this, and sent it back. And then Samsung took it off the board, and I'm not exactly certain how Huey, I think it's Huey or Hoey or whatever, however they pronounce that, they apparently have it down pat, but even those, after 6 or 8 weeks, start to create a crease. I'm just not certain how they're going to accomplish this. I know that we're always looking for something to sell the public, but this is, I just, in my blue-collar brain, I'm just not getting it.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Now, this is a completely different industry, but during the week, I'm in the printing business.
Sure.
You fold something, it's going to crease.
It's folded. Yeah, yeah. That's, well, and another, I like this too. One guy says, pick up your TV and fold it in half, and then unfold it and see what you think. And really, if you think about it, that screen, no matter what they do, I'm just not getting it. Just not getting it.
Yeah, I mean, the mechanical action of folding anything over time.
It's yeah, these cell phones, as you know, they're not cheap. Well, I like one to run 10 years if possible.
Well, if you think about it, if you fold a piece of metal enough, it will eventually break.
Oh, absolutely.
So, good luck to them. I'm probably not going to shell out that kind of money.
Oh, and they're big bucks. You know, they're going to be $2,000.
Right.
That, which just is scary, scary, scary for a smartphone. Just that, I just can't do it. Couldn't do it.
Here's one of the things you and I have talked to or talked about when it comes to smartphones. No matter the brand, they finally come out with water resistant. I want 100% waterproof. I don't know how you do it. I'd rather have that than a bigger screen that folds in half. I want something that if I accidentally drop it in the sink or in the toilet or whatever, or I hop in a pool or have it in my pocket and go into the lake, my phone isn't going to die on me.
They're here. Samsung S-Line, you can have underwater for up to 30 seconds with no damage. They encourage you to take them in the shower.
30 seconds?
30 seconds.
If you jump in a pool...
Better get out.
Yeah, you better get out.
Yeah, so, and I'm of the same mindset. Yeah, they're getting close. It's getting better and better and better. But it's, yeah, it's a crazy, crazy world of technology this is.
Yeah, it is. It continues to grow by leaps and bounds. By the way, 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807. We haven't been on in a while, and we should do this. Spring cleaning, people are getting debris cleaned out. Maybe you have old equipment, an old printer, an old monitor, an old computer that you can't repurpose or don't want to repurpose for whatever reason. Get a hold of the folks at Tech Dump.
Oh, wonderful.
Nonprofit, two locations here in the Twin Cities. Tech Dump, T-E-C-H-D-U-M-P, right here in the Twin Cities, and clean out that equipment. You can drop it off at their facility. If you have a business and a larger amount of equipment, you can pay a small fee, and they can come and get the stuff.
Yeah, that's, in my opinion, that is absolutely no holds barred the best way to get rid of equipment. They're going to take and repurpose as much of this as possible. If it's at all fixable, and let's face it, maybe a computer is just too expensive to repair. But if they've got nine of them sitting there, and they take parts and pieces and get them all rebuilt and test them and get them up and running, if they get two out of that nine, we have saved the planet that little bit. So I think this is just no question the best way to alleviate your bad equipment and get rid of it. Take it in. They will wipe your hard drive. They will give you a certificate that it's been all overwritten if you didn't happen to take it out, and you're good to go.
Yeah, great, great way to go. That is, once again, techdump.org here in the Twin Cities. Nonprofit. They do great work. You can go to their website and learn about what they do here in our community, but they do really good stuff. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. Another thing we should probably visit about, and this comes up frequently on the program, and that is, depending on what system, what do you recommend in the here and now for virus protection if you're running Windows 7 or Windows 8? I would assume still with Windows 10, Windows Defender is fine.
I'm actually even taking Windows Defender out of Windows 10 if the machine's out of warranty. And I'm going to highly recommend Malwarebytes. I had an opportunity a week or so ago to put SpyBot Search and Destroy on a Windows 10 machine. And for $20, you can buy the antivirus and make it a pro version. And that's doing a tremendous job. So today I'm going to recommend Malwarebytes. The fine folks there just keep on putting out a tremendous product, and SpyBot Search and Destroy at safer-networking.org. You can download the free version, and if you buy the version, it will come and they will update the antivirus. Both of those top, top, top shelf programs.
All right, that's the way to go. You shouldn't need anything else beyond that.
I think not. I think you're okay. You're good to go. Let's keep in mind that people who have Comcast and CenturyLink, these two businesses, these internet service providers, are doing a tremendous job to filter things before they even hit your router, which is just excellent, excellent work. And I cannot say enough about the good job that Xfinity is doing with this. And CenturyLink's doing good work, too. But I think Xfinity is really pushing the envelope on protecting their customers. And for small, medium, and even large-sized businesses, the Comcast business set up with the phones and the internet, it's just like second to none, and it's extremely competitively priced. So yeah, I'm really liking this solution.
All right, Tech Talk 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807 here at CCO, and we'll certainly get you on the air as quickly as we can. Let's go to the text line. We have some of those lined up here on the program today. And let's see if we can get back there and find the text. We can't for a moment. Let's talk a little bit about Linux and Windows. The text says, Can I have both?
Yes. With the newer machines, it might be a little bit more difficult to create a dual boot. If it is, you have to determine which one you want to have as your primary operating system. With Linux, you can actually download Oracle Virtual Machine or VirtualBox and create a computer within a computer. And now Windows 10 is actually going to add a Linux kernel coming out here, and I'm a little bit worried about this. They want to be able to allow you to have Linux inside of Windows, but my experience is I would prefer to allow Linux to have control over the master boot record. If you happen to have a machine that you can actually go to a legacy boot and have Windows on one partition of the drive and Linux on another partition of the drive and have an actual boot menu, keeping them completely separate, that's the best. But yeah, that really is the answer as well. I do a lot of that dual boot stuff with Windows and Linux both. That allows the customer to make a slow, soft, easy transition into Linux. It's not so jarring. But generally, within a couple of days, they're not spending much time in Windows because, well, Linux is Linux. It gives them everything they want. It's a little faster. No need for antivirus or malware at all. And it just simply runs.
Yeah, and it's one of those great options to repurpose old equipment. We brought up TechDump. Oh. You have old stuff, the basement or out in the garage that you need to recycle. Great idea. But if you have an older computer, this is a great option to keep it alive.
That's really the answer. In fact, I got done a little while ago with a 14-year-old Gateway.
Wow.
Runs like brand spanking new. Put a $20 SSD drive in this baby, slapped on Linux Lite, copied all of his data, that pictures, docs, PDFs, all the multimedia videos, put that, and it just screams. 40 seconds to boot and runs like brand spanking new.
Boy, that is good stuff. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today, so stick around for that. Doug's in for the entire hour, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Here's a question. Is my monitor going out? This is a tough one to do over the radio, but we'll see. It's a Dell E70 or 773C CRT. My color changes on its own to a bluish green. If I tap on the side, the color goes back.
Yeah, the red gun is going out. CRT. Been a while since I heard that. That's
big beast.
That's been around a while.
Yeah, I don't miss CRTs.
Yeah, carting them around especially.
Oh, yeah, I had to haul out an old Sony CRT TV out of my basement. I'm still recovering, and this was several years ago. This thing was a beast.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the monitors. We called them monitors. They're CRTs. I remember them. That they were generally 70, 80, 90 pounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's probably time.
Yeah.
If you're still rocking a CRT, probably time to move on. There's so many great monitors out there. Wherever you shop, I mean, you know, Target, Best Buy, wherever you go, there's just beautiful monitors at really affordable prices.
Yeah, if you can take your cable with you, you can run out to Micro Center. Won't even have to get a new cable. LCD monitors, if you're not looking for something large, $70, $80 today for a nice thin little LCD. Yeah, there's no reason to suffer with this anymore.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Let's go to the phone lines for the first time today. Let's bring in Rick in Bloomington. Rick, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Rick. What's up?
I have a computer. This problem has happened one other time before, and I had somebody come out and look at it, and they were able to fix it, and I can't remember what they told me they did. But when I turn on my computer, it just cycles. It turns on for like 2 seconds, and you can hear the fan starting and everything, and then all of a sudden it shuts back down, and then it'll go 2 or 3 seconds, and then all of a sudden it'll turn itself back on, and it just goes through this cycle, so I'm not able to turn the computer on.
This actually sounds to me, if this is a desktop, this sounds to me like it's it's a power supply. And if it's an ATX power desktop model, you can replace the power supply, four screws in the back, and plug in the components on the inside, and you should be able to pick one up for $30, $40, depending upon your machine. If it's a laptop, that's a different issue. My first question would be, if you've got this thing plugged into a surge protector, take it out of that surge protector and plug it directly into the wall first. Try that. But this, I can almost guarantee this is a power supply. And if not, well, then you got to start looking at the motherboard or something. But I think this is a power supply. This is, it's just too coincidental that it happened in the past, too. Sometimes these power supplies will start to go, and then they'll come back, and then they'll start to go, and then they'll come back. But usually, if a power supply goes, it's just dead. And if you need help with that next week, you feel free to give me a call, and I'll walk you right through what you got to do.
It is 1:24 here at CCO. Tech Talk underway. Doug Swinhart in studio. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Bought a used computer at a garage sale, but don't have the password to log in. Is there any way around this? How do you get in?
You know, that's an interesting question. If that particular computer is set up in the BIOS, the basic input-output system chip with a hard drive password, then you actually have to clear the CMOS. If it's a Windows machine, not so bad. If it's 7 XP, 7 or earlier, you can generally start it up in safe mode, select the administrator, and change the password. If the administrator account is locked off, then you'll actually have to get like a password recovery mode. Or if you really need the data, you can create a bootable USB or a bootable DVD drive with Linux and get all your data that way and just start fresh.
But if he bought it at a garage sale, he probably doesn't care what's on that hard drive. So if wipe he's it trying out. To get in.
Yeah, just wipe it out. Chances are it's a password for the operating system and not directly tied to the hardware. But either way, it's absolutely doable. And they want to contact me next week, I'll walk them right through it. I deal with this at least a couple of times a month.
Yeah, and we have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. Received a message from Windows that as of January 2020, Windows 7 no longer will be supported. Message suggests that I get a new computer with Windows
10. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we heard this before, and I said, when did they ever support it? They like to sell. They like to sell all kinds of services after you got it, but I wouldn't worry about that at all. Windows 7 machines, if I get a hold of a Windows 7 machine, clean it all up, I completely shut off the updates. And as long as you've got good antivirus, you run. I'm not so concerned with that anymore. That's more sales-driven nonsense than anything.
So not a big deal. You shouldn't worry about that.
I wouldn't. No, I would. I'd clean it up, make sure that you got everything cleaned up that's possible to clean up. And again, with Windows 7, shut off the updates entirely. And there are a number of articles on the internet that will help walk you through this piece by piece to make sure you got everything shut off. Make absolutely certain that you've got, and here, I got to tell you, Malwarebytes is going to be the one for that machine. But it should run.
All right, no worries about that. Now, I'm sure people in the back of their mind think about the whole Windows XP thing and what went down there to the point where it just became, and a lot of people really liked that operating system, and that kind of fell apart on people. And by the way, you shouldn't have a Windows XP machine on the internet. Just a friendly reminder there. But are we going to get to that point with Windows 7 and Windows 8 eventually?
If Microsoft has their way, yes. I'm not so certain that out here in the wild it's going to happen. And by the way, just to let you know, in the UK, when they made this fuss about all these XP machines dying, Microsoft, and last week, Microsoft sent out another update for XP and again threatened this is the last one. It's the last one. Going to be never again. but they keep doing it. So, yeah, it's a little mind-boggling as to really what's happening here.
Well, and what's crazy about that is we have a piece of equipment at my full-time job during the week that is offline, but it's running XP.
Right.
And continues to run beautifully.
Yeah, you're airlocked, right? You're airlocked, right?
Yeah, it's not on our internet. It's not on the network. It's completely a standalone. We put data on it, and then we bring that by USB drive over to this machine.
You know, interestingly enough, there are a lot of small businesses that invested in equipment, and that software for that equipment required Windows XP and can't be updated to Windows 10, or even 8 for that matter, or even 7 for that matter. So there are a lot of XP machines still in industry and,
sure.
The printing industry. You know, when somebody, I can no longer have XP, but if I've got a upgrade a $50, $60, $90,000 piece of equipment so I can stay current and have that computer on the internet, I'll just unplug the internet and buy a laptop for that user to use when they're on the internet or whatever they need. There's a lot more of this out there in the wild than I think people realize.
All right, let's go to the phone lines again. Quick call before a weather break here. Let's go to Dwight in Sandstone. Dwight, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, I've got a desktop by Dell. It's got the Windows 7 in it. Come in here, and it's telling me that restart failed. And the message says some piece of equipment that you recently connected might be the problem. However, no piece of equipment has been added. If I take this into a shop and have it looked at,
I would first, if you can get to a desktop, and if you can't get to a desktop, shut this thing off completely. It turns on as soon as you see the Dell logo. Start tapping your F8 key. Tap, 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 tap. You should be able to get into it in safe mode. Once you're in safe mode, you should look at your drivers and find out if some driver has been updated from Windows. You may be able to roll that driver back and get back to where you need to be. So unless you had some piece of equipment that's actually been added, or now something on the motherboard has failed and it's rerouting itself, that should do it. You should also shut it down completely, unplug it, push your power button in with it, no electricity, for about 30 seconds. Let it sit for about 5 minutes, plug it back in and fire it up and see if that does it. And if that doesn't work, you give me a call next week and we'll see if we can get together and make this thing work for you. And thank you for the call.
All right, quick break. And then we'll go to Jim and Robbinsdale. Doug Swinhart in studio. Tech Talk continues in a moment here on CCO. 1:36 here at CCO Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio on this Saturday. Twins and Mariners tonight, game 3 of the 4-game set. Jose Berríos on the mound. The magazine show at 7:30, pregame 8:30. Chris Atterbury, Corey Provis, Dan Gladden with all the play-by-play at 9:10 tonight. Twins have won 4 in a row overall, and the first 2 of the 4-game series in Seattle. By the way, your call is a big part of the program, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Let's go to the phones. Jim and Robbinsdale. Jim, you're on the air.
Yes, my question is, how secure is the cloud, and can it be hacked like anything else?
Yeah, great question. It really depends on who you're doing business with and who's controlling the servers. I don't want to be slamming Microsoft, but they've had some issues over the last decade. Now, what I know about Google, Google Drive, Google Gmail, I have never, ever, ever heard of them being hacked. So your answer is anything is hackable, but I just think Google is probably the most secure and the safest. And there's lots of cloud storage up there that's going to do a good job and keep you safe. I have to also mention that when people talk about stuff getting hacked, I don't think that it's what a lot of us think. Well, it's some 13, 14-year-old kid sitting in his bedroom, and in a couple hours, he can just pop right through a server and get through a firewall, and in he goes. I'm not buying that. The big ones, the big companies, the Wells Fargos, the Home Depots, the Targets, somebody on the inside had to either open a door or make an error. It's not near as common today as what we think that this thing is happening. In addition to that, in today's IT structure, we got an awful lot of what's called white hat hackers. They are actually making as much money protecting from hackers as they would if they were out in the wild trying to hack into something. And I got to believe that today, white hat hackers are actually more numerous than the guys that are trying to cheat somebody out of 10 cents an account for 25 million accounts. Thank you so much for the call. Great call. And have a good weekend.
Yeah, because we talk about that as an important backup strategy. Have something in the cloud, whether it's a paid service like Mozy or Carbonite. There's a lot of good ones out there. Do a little bit of research. If you're willing to spend money, the automatic backups. That is cloud-based storage.
Correct.
And this is what these companies do for a living 24/7, 365 days a year. And then on top of that, we talk a lot about having a Gmail account and backing up files in that.
Tough to beat. I have never heard of Mozy or Carbonite or SugarSync. I've never heard of any of them being hacked. Is it possible they have and we didn't hear about it? Yes. But if they had and nobody heard about it, it couldn't have been too big, and they must have got it corrected in a hurry. When I'm referencing Microsoft, Microsoft has had some issues with Office 365. And it could be on the user side, and in Microsoft's defense in this area, we're talking about millions and millions of users. So that actually is going to expose them to, of course, we're talking about billions of users with Google. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't even comment on that, Steve.
Yeah. It is one of those, though, where generally you're pretty safe.
Oh, yeah.
One of the other backup strategies that I really like, if it's really important, attach it to an email and send it to yourself.
I love that. This is going to be and people say, well, I'm going to clean out my email because it'll run faster. That's not true. If you've got web-based email, say, for example, a Gmail account, 25 gigabytes of space for your drive. That's an enormous amount of disk space. And if you need more, I think it's like $8 or $10 a year, and you go up to 100 gigs. It's just ridiculously low price. But that particular deal, when you add a document or a spreadsheet,
sure,
or some kind of video, and you email it to yourself, and in the subject line, you may actually put the file name. It can be 10, 15 years from now. You can run a search on that email by that subject for that file name, and it'll snap right up. That's a tremendous solution in my mind.
Let's go to the phones again, by the way, is 651-989-9226. Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. Saturday is between 1 and 2 o'clock. Of course, when we don't have sports conflicts, Twins play tonight in Seattle. It's a late start. Our pregame show at 8:30, first pitch at 9:10 tonight. Let's go to Kathy. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Yes, was this for Kathy?
Hi, yes. Kathy, do we got you?
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Doug, I have two questions. The first one is I have a Gateway laptop that's probably about 8 years old, and everything is very slow, opening up a website, even getting into my email. Some of it seems like it started when I added streaming for my TV, but I did upgrade my bandwidth on my internet at the same time, so I don't think that's my issue. Any thoughts about what the problem might be?
Oh, that's my forte. Them 10, 12, 13-year-old computers, you have come to the right place. I love these machines. A solid-state drive, first of all, and I don't sell hardware. But if you put a 240-gig solid-state drive in this thing, I can almost guarantee it's going to boot in about 30 seconds. And by the way, a 240-gig inland drive, $28.99 to purchase.
No way.
Yes. Unbelievable. They're Steve.
It's almost free, Doug.
They're selling 120 gig solid state drives today for $17. Come on now. If you're going to have just pure Linux on a machine, that's really the way to go. And a fresh install of Windows would be a tremendous help. And, of course, once you get that cleared out, I would also recommend that if you're saving files on your desktop, this will slow down performance. Probably just some TLC with that gateway, and we make that baby better than it ever was. And your other question?
All right. Oh,
did we lose her? Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, you're there. Go ahead, okay. Kathy.
Yes, I was thinking about buying a new laptop just to get something smaller and lighter weight. If you would recommend a new PC, what would you recommend?
Well, if you're looking at laptop, you know, this brings up something I got to mention. I recommended that a gentleman buy an HP, small little, I think it was about 3.5 pounds, 14-inch, beautiful, beautiful machine. And he had to send it in for warranty after 5 months. And, of course, warranty, customer service, and customer support in laptops the last decade has been tremendous. Here's how HP handled this. I can't say enough good things about this. He called them the next day. They shipped him out a shipping box, and he had it in 24 hours. He put it in the box with all the shipping, sent it to them, and they told him they'd have it back to him in 8 days. 5 days later, it's at his door. Unbelievable. And this is the first HP that I've recommended in probably, I would guess, 5 years that required any warranty work at all. I would say an HP, an Asus, Samsung, there is a plethora of nice computers out there. I have to tell you that today I am really, really biased towards HP. They made a commitment 6 or 7 years ago. We're going to put the quality back in computers, and they are accomplishing that goal. And they're competitively priced. Give me a call next week, and we'll help you get something picked out and bought. And like I say, I don't sell hardware, but I'm more than happy to help you find something. And thank you so much for the call, and have a good weekend.
Yeah, Doug's phone number and email coming up at the end of the program today. Let's go to Marcus in St. Paul. Marcus, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Marcus. What's up?
I have a question. I hope to make it as clear as possible.
Okay.
Regarding our vulnerability of our privacy with Google. How does that work where they can get information on everybody? And is there ever a way that you can get out of that where people can just pull you up and sell your, you know, where you live and how many family members are and things like that?
You know, this is really a difficult issue. And here's why. If you go into your Google account, you have some semblance of control over that. Now, with that said, everybody on the internet is selling everybody else traffic data. And this isn't so much Google. I don't know if you know this, but Microsoft with Windows 10 will distribute and disseminate your information to up to 3,500 different servers. This is extremely issue. I think this is might be one of the biggest issues on the internet today. Bad enough that's happening, but guys like you and I and Steve, we're actually supporting this by paying higher internet fees. This isn't just Google. This is all of them. Now, a lot of people think it's Google because, well, if I open up a Google webpage or I open up a Google search box, but this is all kinds of stuff that's going on. I can tell you that it's somewhat limited if you're running Linux. And you can learn to use private windows with your browsers. And in fact, the Brave browser will actually allow you to use a torrent and a torrent browser. And you should give me a call next week and we'll discuss this further. This can get pretty intense, but I completely understand and empathize with where you're at. And it's ugly. It's really ugly.
Yeah, and I think another thing he gets into is, you know, you can Google your own street address and you get a pretty clear lay of the land, you know, in Google Maps and Street View and all of these sorts of things. I mean, there are clear pictures of your property from the air, from the street level. In a way, it's really scary on what's being mapped and what's available out there on the internet. And I've gone to my home address and it's like, wow, I mean, there are no secrets anymore.
No. And the parts that are good are just incredible. I'm going to a restaurant that we'd never been to last night, Steve. You got my smartphone and listening to Pandora. And, of course, I mapped it out on my smartphone. And as I'm coming down 80th Street, the Google Maps comes up and says, speed trap ahead. Your speed is 7 miles an hour too high. What? That's the first time I've heard that, but it's going to continue. Now, that part might be kind of decent, so I don't need a ticket. I don't want to stay for the drawing. But at the same time, this thing, just because I'm using a map, it's what's next? Are we going to contact the police and say this guy's going 30 miles an hour? No. If it's a guy speeding, maybe that's a good thing, too. It's a real trade-off, this privacy issue. This is huge. You and I have discussed this on many occasions. Where is the balance between a good and beautiful and lovely, safe lifestyle and privacy? Yeah. This is getting more and more complex every day. And like I say, each account, you can go in and you can limit it for the account. But it extends way beyond that. It extends to our operating system. It extends to our internet service providers. It extends to every website that you go to. They know who you are by the IP address that you're connected to by. It's, when you're on the internet, you might as well be standing in downtown Minneapolis or St. Paul screaming and hollering at the top of your lungs. It's a bizarre, bizarre thing. And we have some trade-offs. We definitely do.
Yeah, for sure. For instance, you leave your cell phone on and you march around. I mean, that breadcrumbing your whereabouts. Now, that can be good when you're trying to track down someone who's lost. But there are just aspects in our entire life. People who use a credit card or debit card for all their financial transactions. I mean, there's a litany of things you can do to more protect your privacy. One big one would be, start using cash more.
Well, that helps. But you should also be aware of this. I heard a statistic a number of years ago, and it was about the metro area, our metro area. You cannot leave the house and drive more than 10 miles without being photographed or videoed by at least 20 cameras. 10 miles. That's two cameras per mile. Well, it doesn't matter if I leave my cell phone home. Doesn't matter if I'm not using a cash card. Do I have to put on a mask? We're there. We're definitely there.
George Orwell's version. And on that note, we'll take a break and come back 10 minutes now in front of 2 o'clock. Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. It's been a quick hour. Twins and Mariners tonight, game 3 of the 4-game series. The Twins have won 4 in a row, and I'll try and make it 5 in game 3 tonight. Jose Barrios on the mound. Twins Magazine at 7:30, a pregame show at 8:30, Chris Atterbury, and then Corey Provis and Dan Gladden with all the play-by-play at 9:10. From our text line real quick, is there a free antivirus program that I can download?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Malwarebytes will give you, I believe it's 30 days or 15 days. I think it's 30 days. It's getting tough to find free ones that really work. If I'm not mistaken, Komodo still offers a free one, but they'll come right out and tell you it's limited. You can actually take some of the old downloads and make them work, but again, they're limited. And I got to just say this for the record, Steve, for $30 a year, just buy it. This is going to be one area where you absolutely are going to get what you pay for, and you're going to get what you don't pay for. It's just there's a lot of work that goes into keeping these things updated. And at $30 or $40 a year, if you can consider how much that's costing you per minute on the internet, it's an expense that you really should just take upon yourself and just do it properly.
All right. And what are we talking about for malware bites?
I think it's $30 a year. And if you buy multiple devices, they'll get good for your smartphone, okay. And they don't have to be on the location. They'll actually give you a discount for that, too.
So it's not big money.
No, it really isn't. Last I saw, they were doing 5 devices for $99. Well, that's $100 a year for 5 devices? Let the good times roll.
Let's go to the phone lines. Mike, you're on the air. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. I got a two-part question. I've had an email account with a local. It started out as a local company called Vizzy.
Oh, sure.
And they were bought up by OneNeck, and now mm-hmm. OneNeck is discontinuing their email service. And I'm going to miss it because $5 a month, there was excellent security and filtering and all that stuff and support. And now I don't know where to go. I've been with them for, 20 years.
Gmail.
Gmail?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And Vector Internet Services, by the way, just another feather in their cap. They were one of the premier internet service providers in the Twin Cities. Great, great service.
And Mike, you've got another one here.
Part two?
Yeah, go quick though.
Nope, I'm the same.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right, Mike, you're good. All right, let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on the air. Hello, go quick, please.
Hey guys, happy Saturday. Last time I talked to you guys, there was heavy amounts of snow on the ground. So happy spring. Doug, when I last talked to you, you recommended. By the way, I have Windows 7. Sony Vaio, you highly recommended for me to put an SSD in.
Okay.
I was told by an expert at the Geek Squad that may not be a good idea in that it may not work in harmony with the processor and other components in my computer. Is that...
Well, you're not going to get the full performance out of that solid-state drive, but if it's a SATA interface, it will work just fine. Remember now, Best Buy... They absolutely want you buying a new computer, and nothing against Best Buy, because they got to make a dollar too. But give me a call next week, and we'll take a peek at that model and get you right up to snuff, and we'll go from there. And thank you so much for the call, and have a good weekend.
All right, Doug, we've got to run. A lot of great calls, a lot of great texts. We'll be back again soon. Twin schedule, of course, a big factor in all of this. Of course, Twins and Mariners play tonight. Doug, your phone number and email.
Thanks. 651-552-9543 and WCCOtech.com, WCCOTECH.com, 651-552-9543. And thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, Doug, always good to see you. Once again, the phone number real quickly.
Thank you, 651-552-9543, 651-552-9543. Have a good weekend, Steve.
All right, thanks, Doug.